Hi, Craig James from ComSec, the Chief Economist here, and here's the morning market report. Well, there's one piece of news which has dominated all others over the last 24 hours, and that's been the surprise decision by the OPEC Plus oil production group to voluntarily cut production quotas. From May the 1st, a production cut of 1.16 million barrels per day, and Saudi Arabia will lead the way in terms of cutting production by 500,000 barrels per day. This follows the earlier move by Russia to also cut by 500,000 barrels per day. Certainly, we have seen the reaction in terms of the oil markets. The Brent price up by $5.04 or 3.6%, and a similar sort of percentage gain in terms of the NYMEX. Mixed impact in terms of the US share markets, though. The Dow Jones index of 30 stocks was up by 327 points or 1%, and the broader market up by 0.4 or 1%, the Standard Poor's 500, but the Nasdaq was down by 32 points or a third of 1%, concerned that the upward pressure in terms of petrol prices and gasoline prices will produce higher inflation and mean that central banks will have to continue to hike in terms of interest rates. If we look at the European markets, the FTSE market was flat and the UK market up by half of 1%. In terms of our share market today, a flat start expected for the share market here in Australia. The share price index up in the order of 4 points. If we look at the US markets and we go through the S&P 500 sectors, you can see that energy certainly led the way with a gain of 4.91%, but it was pretty much mixed in terms of the other groups in terms of the United States market. If we look, you know, sort of now in terms of the stocks in focus, Tesla shares were down by 6.1% overnight. The March quarter deliveries were up by just 4%, so that disappointed investors. What we saw is Amazon, one of the major technology companies, it was weaker. Again, yes, so highlighting the concern about, yes, so the potential for higher interest rates with those higher oil prices. But the beneficiaries of those higher oil prices, Chevron and Mobil, you know, sort of recorded fairly substantial gains. In terms of the Aussie dollar, well, that was sharply higher against a weaker greenback overnight. The Aussie dollar, 67.87 cents going into the Reserve Bank Board decision later today. And I hope you have a very good day.